News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. India is set to come to a screeching halt as authorities ordered passenger railway, metro and interstate bus services to be suspended across the nation till March 31. In a bid to contain the spread of the deadly novel coronavirus, which has led to 7 documented deaths in the country so far and about 396 cases. Only essential services will run in 80 districts, including big cities like Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Chennai, which have seen confirmed cases of the COVID-19 disease, the government said. Apart from the center's orders, 13 states also announced complete lockdowns. They are Maharashtra, Kerala, Haryana, Uttarakhand, West Bengal, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Punjab, Delhi, Nagaland, Jammu and Kashmir, Jharkhand and Rajasthan. International flights have been banned for a week and many airlines have talked about trimming operations. The raft of state shutdown measures came as the country observed a 14-hour voluntary Janata curfew on Sunday that Prime Minister Narendra Modi said would test the country's ability to fight the pandemic. This is the start of a long fight, Modi tweeted on Sunday as the curfew came to an end. At least 81 new cases were reported across the country on Sunday, making it the largest single-day increase. Experts have said the number of cases mirror rates during the early stages of the outbreak in other countries, which then went on to see very rapid growth. The people of this country have announced it today that we can take on and defeat as big a challenge as possible if we decide, the PM said. Normally bustling streets in the capital, New Delhi, and financial hub of Mumbai, as well as elsewhere, remained mostly deserted as many people stayed indoors from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. and they collectively cheered for healthcare and services sector workers at 5 p.m. But even before the appointed time, common citizens as well as public figures were out on balconies, rooftops, and even the roads for several minutes, clapping, banging pots and pans, singing, ringing bells, blowing conches, playing music recordings, and even exploding firecrackers. However, people were also seen travelling around in groups, hugging and celebrating in some parts after 5 p.m, despite prohibitory orders and advisories. Some even said on social media and WhatsApp posts that the positive energy from the cacophony would help push back the virus, though the government quickly put out messages on Twitter saying the display of gratitude would have no impact on the disease's spread. Gujarat, Bihar and Maharashtra reported a death each on Sunday, while 4 deaths were earlier reported from Karnataka, Delhi, Maharashtra and Punjab, the Union Health Ministry said. According to reports, Parliament will be adjourned on Monday after passing the finance bill, which would allow the government to pay salaries and bills after March 31 for the next financial year. In its most far-reaching measures to stop the spread of coronavirus, Italy is slowing industrial production nationwide, while the hardest-hit region of Lombardy banned any outdoor exercise not on personal property and set distance limits on dog walking. Franco Locatelli, president of Italy's Higher Health Council, said on Sunday that with the new stringent measures announced this weekend, Italy had exhausted all the possible ways it could to limit personal and professional contact. That came as Italy announced that the increase in both infections and deaths had showed the first sign of narrowing in the previous 24 hours. Let's continue to keep social distance, Locatelli said. Let's adopt these measures, let's manage our behavior, and certainly we will get the results we are hoping for. For most people, the new coronavirus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever or coughing. For some, especially older adults and people with existing health problems, it can cause more severe illness, including pneumonia. More than 95,000 people have recovered, mostly in China. After a week of complaining that too many people were still out and about in Lombardy, authorities in the hardest-hit region with nearly half of Italy's cases and two-thirds of deaths issued the clearest measures yet to close loopholes being leveraged to circumvent bans on movement. As of Sunday, the maximum radius for dog walking was set at 200 meters, and all outdoor sport that cannot be practiced at home was banned, not because sports posed a threat, but because people were abusing the freedom of movement. Authorities in Lombardy also raised fines for violators to €5,000. The Lombardy moves came just ahead of new measures announced by Premier Giuseppe Conte to slow industrial production in Eurozone's third largest economy and a major exporter to only sectors deemed crucial. The government on Sunday was still drawing up a list for the slowdown set to take effect early in the week. The IOC will take up to 4 weeks to consider postponing the Tokyo Olympics amid mounting criticism of its handling of the coronavirus crisis that now includes a call for delay from the leader of track and field, the biggest sport at the Games. The IOC is planning meetings with Japanese public authorities, global sports officials, broadcasters, and sponsors that will deal with the scenario planning for the Olympics, which are scheduled to start on July 24. Cancelling the Games is not under consideration. IOC President Thomas Bach sent a letter to athletes explaining the decision and why it might take so long, while also acknowledging the extended timeline might not be popular. "I know that this unprecedented situation leaves many of your questions open," he wrote. "I also know that this rational approach may not be in line with the emotions many of you have to go through." But only hours after the announcement, World Athletics President Seb Coe sent a letter to Bach saying that holding the Olympics in July is neither feasible nor desirable. He outlined a number of reasons, including competitive fairness, the likelihood athletes would overtrain if given a compressed schedule, and the uncertainty caused by orders in many countries barring people from gyms and other workout venues. "No one wants to see the Olympic Games postponed, but we cannot hold the event at all costs, certainly not at the cost of athlete safety," he wrote. "A decision on the Olympic Games may become very obvious very quickly, but probably not sooner than next month." The IOC said the scenarios under consideration relate to modifying existing operational plans for the Games to go ahead on July 24, 2020, and also for changes to the start date of the Games. The change in strategy followed Bach's conference call with executive board members. Bach has consistently said organizers are fully committed to opening the Games on July 24, despite athlete training, qualifying events, and Games preparations being disrupted more and more by the virus outbreak causing the COVID-19 disease. Criticism of the stance grew in recent days from Olympic gold medalists and by an IOC member last Tuesday, before Bach finally acknowledged an alternative plan was possible. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.